New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has defended his government's decision to delay legislation that would ban the phrase "globalise the intifada" in the state. Some advocates oppose the plan, saying it's a call for non-violent solidarity with Palestine and that outlawing it would infringe on the constitutionally impinged right to political communication. Queensland has already banned the phrase, and Mr. Minns says he is watching to see whether the legislation can withstand an expected court challenge. He's told Sydney radio station 2GB the government is conscious its legislation targeting the pro-Palestine movement has been overturned in the past.
The truth is that we've had our challenges in the Supreme Court. The Harbour Bridge protests, which we oppose, police oppose, was reversed in the court. Protests outside places of worship, we lost a challenge in the Supreme Court. And just recently, what we thought were common sense changes to protest laws after a terrorism event were defeated in the Court of Appeal. And I don't want to be in a situation where we move legislation, have it defeated in the Supreme Court, because my suspicion is you'll see more of that phrase being uttered, not less.